Wow, this place is gorgeous.
Thanks.
How long have you guys been here?
We just moved in about a year ago. There's still a ton of work we want to do on the yard, but honestly, it was a dream come true for us. Do you drink wine?
No, none for me, thanks. I'm fine with just water.
I'll grab that, babe. Consider me yours to instruct for tonight, okay? Drinks, snacks, anything. I'm your guy.
Damn, where can I get one of him?
Oh, he's just being extra sweet, because he knows what's coming his way tonight if he behaves.
Your husband gives me a shy smile as he hurries off into the kitchen. You're tidying up the table, and although I offered to help, you politely waved me off. Do you mind if I check out the yard? I've wondered what houses in this area are like for so long.
No, go ahead. We'll finish up here and meet you out there.
Damn, this place is so great. Nice house, a pool, secluded garden. You're both my age, but I would have never guessed it based on this place. I met you through the app. You were actually one of my first queer experiences. We had such an amazing time on our first date. I knew I had to see you again. When you mentioned your husband could be interested in joining us, it turned me off a little, to be honest. But I'm so glad I saw this through. It's not weird or awkward at all, and you've injected a whole new sense of adventure into my life that I desperately needed. I decided to have some intentional solo time last year, just kind of focus on myself instead of other people. I did that, and it was nice. But toward the end, I just started to feel really disconnected from my body, from pleasure and excitement. A friend of mine jokingly said I should start a sexual bucket list, things to help me reconnect with myself. Honestly, it's been exactly what I needed. I've taken a bondage class, I've done pole dancing and tried masturbating in public. I even posed nude for an artist friend of mine. That was terrifying. Now, I'm here, with you and your husband. Who knows what will happen tonight? Honestly, I feel so safe with you. I'm up for anything.
Hey, penny for your thoughts?
No, I was just admiring your yard. I always wanted a pool when I was a kid.
Me too. It's honestly a lot of work that we didn't expect, but we love it.
You lean over the railing next to me and brush your hand across my back. When I turn to look at you, I can't help but let my eyes linger on the plunging neckline of your dress. Slowly, my eyes wander up to meet yours, and you lean in to kiss me without hesitation.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
So, do you want to jump in?
All I can feel is my heart racing in my chest. I can't seem to focus on anything else other than wanting your soft lips on mine again. What?
The pool. Do you want to jump in the pool?
Oh, that. I didn't bring my suit. You give me a mischievous grin and head down the stairs toward the pool, slowly stripping your dress off as you go.
You don't need one. Come on, it'll be fun.
You take off your bra and toss it onto a chair at the bottom of the stairs. You look up at me as you bend over to remove your underwear. God, the view of your ass. You look so incredible in the dim light of the pool.
Oh, that's so nice. What are you waiting for? Come on.
I hesitate for a moment, but then I follow you, making my way down the stairs and taking off pieces of clothing as I go. Once I get to the bottom, I push past my nerves and strip my bra and underwear off before diving in to join you. Oh my God, I thought you said it was warm.
Okay, maybe I lied. Come here, come here.
You wade over to me and wrap your arms around me. I'm covered in goosebumps and my makeup is probably all over my face, but you pull me into another kiss. I can't think about anything other than your body and how badly I want to explore it again. Our first meeting is still stuck in my head, and it has been all week. We float together a little, kissing and touching each other under the water. slowly, I guide you to the edge of the pool, and your back rests against it. Your breasts are pressing against my chest as we kiss, and your hands are gripping my ass, pulling me closer to you. Fuck, you're so gorgeous.
I love the way you kiss.
My hand pushes between your thighs and you spread your legs for me. I tease your clit under the water, nice and slow, while you start to kiss my neck. Fuck.
That feels good.
You trail your lips down to my chest, and you cup my tits in your hand, taking turns kissing and biting each one, sucking on my nipples. God, I love the sounds you make. I remember how good you taste, how excited you got the first time I buried my face between those gorgeous thighs of yours. I slide my hand out from between your thighs and grip your waist with both hands, helping to lift you out of the water and onto the cool cement. I want to taste you. Sit up here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like that. I spread your legs, and your hand rests on my head as I bury it between your legs again, eager to taste you.
Oh, fuck, yes.
I love the way you sound, the way your hand is resting on my head, guiding me.
Yeah, that feels so good.
I tease you with my fingers, spreading the wetness around a little before letting two fingers sink deep inside you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.